Tomorrow is Memorial Day, and on this day, we remember and honor those who have died serving our country in wars, thinking of the costly, life-saving acts of these men and women encourages us to deeply contemplate the meaning of peace and justice in the world and in our own lives. So today, let us see how our gospel passage reflects that in what Jesus told his disciples on the night before his crucifixion. Although it is an extraordinary moment, this night between Jesus' life and the beginning of his death, it is also quite ordinary. The disciples are tasting one of the most human experiences possible. So often, this is what it is to live in the world. It is to find ourselves over and over and over again left alone. It is to be abandoned long before we feel we can handle it. Living in this world, we, like the disciples, face unimaginable trauma and loss, and then somehow must survive, must somehow continue to live and breathe, even when it feels impossible. The scripture for today is a snippet of the much longer farewell discourse between Jesus and his disciples on the night of his arrest. In our reading, when Jesus explains that he is going away, he says, "I do not give to you as the world gives." How then does the world give? The world gives us simple beauties, the full moon on a bright night, the feeling of a loved one's hand in ours, a strong cup of coffee before a day of work. But so often, the world gives us trouble. The world gives disappointment. The world sometimes gives us fleeting relationships with vulnerable people who hurt us or leave us. We live our lives trying to give ourselves fully in relationships, only to sometimes see our marriages crumble and leave us feeling bitter and alone. We live in a world full of famine and war. We live in a world with racism and white supremacy. We see our siblings of color and our LGBTQ plus siblings consistently subjected to the violence of a system that says they are less than. We live with the sense that however we try to mend this hurting world, it will never be enough, and we will not make a difference. The world gives us the grief of seeing those we love slip away into addictions, slip away into violence, slip away into death that takes each and every one of us always too soon. And Jesus knows this when he looks at our lives. And Jesus knows this when he looks at his disciples gathered around him. And Jesus knows they will be filled with fear as they face the world. And yet, he tells them, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you." Jesus tells his huddled followers that he does not give as the world gives. He does not leave them the way they're used to being left. He leaves them with peace. He leaves them with the Holy Spirit, the advocate, the Spirit of truth that God will send. This Spirit will do many things. The Spirit will teach the disciples everything and will remind them of all that Jesus said. And the Spirit will bring to these disciples a peace that will allow them to untrouble their hearts. To a room of people who are about to watch their leader and their teacher crucified by a violent empire, peace must sound so foreign. But this is what Jesus gives them. What on earth could that mean? In our 21st century minds, peace often carries a deeply personalized meaning, like, I will be at peace with myself, I will find inner peace, and seek the peace of meditation. All of that is well and good, but I suggest that's not what Jesus had in mind, but that he was talking about national tranquility, exemption from rage and havoc of war, peace between people. This is Jesus's parting gift, peace. Later in the discourse, we are offered another glimmer of what this peace is like. Jesus tells his disciples, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In the face of trouble this world gives us, Jesus assures us that we will have peace, and Jesus exhorts us to take heart. Because Jesus is establishing peace in this world, we can have courage even in the face of everything the world is throwing at us. When Jesus tells his disciples that he is giving them peace, he knows what the next days, weeks, months, and even millennia will look like to his followers. He knows that there will be days full of heartache and struggle and oppression and darkness and fear. He offers peace to us, not so that we may find shelter from the world. He offers us peace that we might be able to enter even more deeply into the world, that we would have the courage to live fully and boldly as his disciples, keeping his command to love our neighbors as ourselves. When everything around the disciples and us in turn is crumbling, Jesus has equipped us to keep our faith. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. What Jesus has given us is a deep peace that, however the world looks, we can be confident that love is stronger than hate, that hope is more resilient than fear and despair, and that light can and will and does break through the darkness. My friends, we are Easter people. Do not be afraid. Take heart. Have courage. The peace given through the Holy Spirit allows us to live out the final commandment Jesus gives to his disciples, to love one another as he loves us. Even when our hearts are troubled, even when we are afraid, we will be people of courage in this world. We too are the disciples gathered in the upper room. We too are the disciples who live in a difficult world, holding pain and loss and sadness. And yet, we too are the disciples at the empty tomb. We have the Holy Spirit in us and with us. We have a spirit that is always at our back, that is the very presence of God, as close to us as our own breath, breathing peace and possibility into us. So what will we do? As Easter people, what acts of courage and faith will we take? Will we love those who are difficult to love? Will we fight for justice? Will we pray for those who persecute us? Will we welcome the stranger? Will we listen to the Holy Spirit and dare to follow? How will we live out the commandment to love one another as Christ has loved us? Amen.